Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 3-4 for the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having our good friend Ray Keating back on the show. Ray is he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back about 18 years or so. He's been hanging out with us. He's the chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. He's a very prolific researcher on small business issues, and he's recently publishing the Small Business Survival Index, and we've talked about that. And now he's here today with a new SBE Council ranking of the 50 states according to policy and the tax climate for small business. And I love this visit with Ray, because it gives me an opportunity to stick my finger right in the eye of all the people who, all the states who abuse small business owners, and to call them out. Right, Ray?
Absolutely.
Welcome back.
We're here to pat the good guys on the back and slap the wrist of the guys that aren't so good.
That's right. Welcome back.
Good to hear you, Joe. I understand you're having a birthday here. Happy birthday, man.
Who are you talking about? I don't know anything about this.
I don't know. I saw something about an email that came to me.
I'm denying it all. I don't want to talk about it.
And then I saw how old you were, and I was like, ooh.
Right. Yeah, how did that happen? That's what I don't understand. But you know what, Ray? I'm vertical under my own steam and no medicine, so I'm going to take that.
That's a good thing. And you know what? I will tell you something. This month I am doing an anniversary. 24 years I have been the chief economist of
the
Small Business and Entrepreneurship.
How about that? Congratulations. Well, this is my 30th anniversary. I am celebrating that, the 30th anniversary. This month is my 30th anniversary month of my company.
That's 89. Fantastic. Congratulations
on that. I got downsized the second time on May 21st, 1989 at 8:30 in the morning. Not that I remember the exact moment or anything. But the phone call came in and it didn't last long either. Hey Ray, let's talk about the states. Now folks, we all know that we have multiple layers of government that is between us and success. Sometimes they help us, but a lot of times they don't. And we've got the federal level, we've got the state level, we've got the local level. And so this, what we're talking about today, because Ray and I often talk about federal issues, but today we're talking about what the individual states are doing, and you have ranked them based on two basic criteria, public policy, like regulations and things like that, and then the tax climate. Talk to us about that. Tell us about, before we talk about the individual states, tell us about how you come at this report.
Sure. This is an annual report that we do, the Small Business Policy Index. So we look at it. I would argue it's the most comprehensive look at state policy climates for entrepreneurship, small business, and for investment. So we're up to 62 different measures, and 27 of them or so are tax or tax-related. Another 26 are related to rules and regulations, and then we tie in some government spending and debt issues, and then some other performance measures on the effectiveness of government. So it's a very comprehensive measure. We also do a subset, as you mentioned, and break out just how the states rank on taxes. But, it basically, you know, every politician I think you and I have ever met will speak wonderfully about small businesses, but we put them to the test. Do their policy decisions line up with their rhetoric?
Without any sense of shame, and I mean that, folks, without any sense of shame, politicians statewide, nationwide, will invoke the name of small business as if that was a credential for them, as if that gave them some credibility. It's the way they use jobs. They see the word jobs the same way, Ray. You know, I'm for jobs,
right.
I'm for small businesses. When they're lying through their teeth about half the time, aren't they?
Right. Well, that's what we do. We just look at the numbers. We look at the numbers and the policy decisions, And, you know, who's telling the truth, basically, and who's
right.
not. So,
and you leave the name calling to me, which is appropriate. So
there you go. There you go.
Yeah, no, but in terms of the policy, though, taxes are pretty easy. But spell out some of the examples of policy that we'd be around. Would it be like the something like the right to work laws, things like that?
Absolutely, right to work laws. Telecommunication investment is used. You know, we all know how important the internet is and telecommunications for small businesses. So, what are the regulations like on that front? Minimum wage.
Yeah.
Those obviously are big burdens for small businesses and
when they give unions extra advantages, things like that.
Absolutely. So as I said, it's a very comprehensive look at anything that we can do a real comparison.
Right.
Of the state.
From one state
to
the other.
We also look at energy regulation and a whole host of other issues.
All right. Those are good things to know. When we come back, we're going to tell you which were the top 10 states for policy and taxes and which were the bottom 10 for taxes and policy. After the break, right back with Ray Keating.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.